圣经说，六日我们要劳碌做工。
The Bible tells us that 6 days we labor.
那第七天要安息。
On the seventh we rest.
所以安息日是一种恩典。
So the Sabbath day is a day of grace and blessing.
在主耶稣的恩典之下就能得享安息。
Under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can enjoy rest.
不只是肉体的安息。
Not only physical rest.
在安息日，我们可以把一切的忧虑重担卸给神。
But on the Sabbath day, we can put down all of our burdens and our cares.
是我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜天上的神。
And with spirit and in truth, we can worship our true Father in heaven.
当神与我们同在，我们就经历到安息日的平安与喜乐。
And when God's presence is with us, we can experience the joy and the peace of the Sabbath day.
神是看不见的，
God is invisible.
但是神与我们同在是可以体验得到的。
But we can experience God's presence with us.
所以在安息圣日，我们预备心来敬拜神。
And so on this Sabbath day, let us prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
那今天也是我们在网上的灵恩会的开始。
And today is also the beginning of our spiritual convocation online.
我们也求神带领我们虽然每个人在自己的家庭里面，我们能够一起来追求信仰的成长。
And we thank the Lord that even though we are separately in our own homes today, we can worship together and grow in the Lord.
这也是一种恩典。
This is also a kind of grace.
在地上能够敬拜天上那荣耀的神。
To be able to worship the glorious Lord of heavens and earth on this earth.
我们一个蒙恩的人能够来敬拜一个圣洁无罪的神。
That we who receive this grace are able to worship this God.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天的聚会。
And so we are now going to pray together to ask the Lord to guide our service today.
愿神的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，
May His word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
带领我们前面的道路，
May He guide our footsteps
走在神喜悦的路上。
so that we can walk on the path that is pleasing to Him.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We're now going to kneel down and pray together.
时间到我就摇铃。
And I will ring the bell to conclude the prayer.
大概5分钟。
It will be about 5 minutes.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you.
在这一次灵恩会我想用几节的时间跟大家一起来学习信仰的价值。
So during this spiritual convocation, I would like to use a few sessions to study this topic, the value of faith.
这个题目确实跟我们每一个人息息相关。
And this is a topic that relates to all of us.
为什么？
Why?
因为在天地当中有一个神。
Because in this world there is a God.
但是世界上人却有两种的生活态度。
But there are two kinds of attitude that people in this world have towards life.
第一个就是相信有神。
The first is they believe that there is a God.
过着以神为中心的生活。
And they lead a God-centered life.
那第二个就是，我不信有神。
And the second kind of attitude does not believe that there is a God.
或者说，虽然有神，我还是以自我为中心来过我的生活。
Or even though they may acknowledge that God exists, they lead a self-centered life.
那这两种的生活态度到底有什么不同？
And what is the difference between these two kinds of attitudes?
那不同就是信仰的价值。
The difference is the value that people place on faith.
如果信与不信是一样的。
If it is the same whether you believe or not,
那信仰的价值就不是很明显。
Then the value of faith is not apparent.
如果信跟不信是不一样的。
But if there is a difference between those who believe and those who do not,
而且这个不一样是非常大的。
And this is a very big difference.
那信仰的价值就是非常的大。
Then the value of faith is then indeed very great.
我想用诗篇九十篇跟大家一起来学习这个主题。
And so today I would like to study the Psalm number 90 together.
诗篇九十篇是摩西所写的。
Psalm 90 was written by Moses.
我们看摩西这一个人活了120岁。
And when we look at Moses, he lived for 120 years.
所以他活得比我们每一个人都还长。
So he lived a life longer than any of us.
我们再看他的人生经历。
When we look at the experience that he had in his life.
他在王宫住了40年。
He lived for 40 years in a palace.
他做牧羊人再做40年。
And then he lived as a shepherd for 40 years.
最后他在西乃旷野也走了40年。
And then finally he walked for 40 years in the wilderness of Sinai.
所以他的人生经历是非常的不同。
So he had very different experiences in his life.
圣经说他不但曾跟法老面对面讲话，他也跟神面对面讲话。
And according to what the Bible records, not only did Moses speak face to face with Pharaoh, he also spoke face to face with God.
那这样的一个人，在属灵上、属事上都很有经验的人他怎么来看人生？
And so how did such a man who had so much worldly experience and spiritual experience look upon life?
所以在诗篇九十篇，我们可以看到他对人生的描写这是非常的不同。
And we can see in Psalm 90 that he had a very distinctive description of life.
而且他的一生就是代表我们信仰的旅程的一个模范。
And he described life as a journey.
我们现在看诗篇九十篇的第十节。
And so let us now read Psalm 90, verse 10.
诗篇九十篇的第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
请读。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow.For it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
这个地方讲一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮是八十岁。
So it says here that duration of our life may be 70 years, or if by reason of strength, 80.
当我们想到旅程这包括两件事情。
When we think of a journey, it includes two things.
第一个是最后的目的地是在哪里
？The first is what is the ultimate destination.
那第二个是从现在怎么达到那个目的地
？And the second is how do you reach that destination?
在这个世界上，一般的旅程都是用几公里、几英里来计算。
And so in this world, we often calculate our journey by miles or by kilometers.
比方说从北加州开到南加州大概350 miles.
So for example, it is about 350 miles drive from Northern California to Southern California.
但是有时候距离比较远就用时间来算好像从这里到纽约大概搭飞机五个钟头。
But when over a longer distance, we may think of it in terms of time. So, if, for example, it takes about 5 hours to fly from California to New York.
但是人生这个旅程就是用时间来算，大概是七十岁跟八十岁。
So, when we look upon a life, we may calculate it as being about 70 years duration.
所以这一段时间就是一个旅程。
This time period is a journey.
好，那我们对信仰这个旅程可以从两个层面来了解。
And we can understand our journey of